For those that don't know, you're a former NBC4 anchor and current co-host of What Matters with Mindy and Michaela at News Radio 610 WTVN, who's here to talk about her latest book titled Dear Mom. And with Mother's Day just around the corner, it couldn't have been, you know, better timing as far as the project. So first and foremost, what kind of inspired you with this new book?
You know, I had just finished publishing my second book in December, and it was called The King. And I really thought that was it for a while. I was done writing. I mean, I love to write. I really, really do. But I thought it takes a lot of time and you want to make everything so perfect. And I thought, okay, I'm done for a while. And then everyone was coming around me and they're like, Mindy, you need to write about your mom because she is the most inspirational person that we know. And this was reaching out from far beyond just my family, but friends and people who know her. She's 90 years old and everything she's gone through in life. You know, everybody faces adversity. But I don't know if too many people have faced as much adversity as my 90-year-old mom.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've listened in on other interviews that you've done, and you talked about, you know, with each passage being kind of a letter to your mother, right? And so ultimately, what was it like cranking out this project compared to your previous two books, right? Like some of the emotions and, you know, ties that came with it, because like you said, with your mother going through as much as she's been through at 9 years old and being as lively as she still is and remains, even more so than people my age, right? Like how
exactly
like tackling everything?
You know, you hit it right there. I start every single chapter out with a letter to my mom. It's Dear Mom something about our lives, you know, about her life, about growing up with her as my mom. And I was one of four kids and my brother was killed when I was a freshman in high school, you know, and my mom lost a sibling really at childbirth. And then everything that she's gone through, just living 90 years, I think she's lived through like 15 presidents, the Great Depression, everything that she has experienced in life and just faced everything head on with the most upbeat personality and nothing can get her down. Well, about 5 years ago, she was diagnosed with cancer and it was a sarcoma cancer. I'd never even heard of sarcoma before. Mm-hmm. But when we looked it up and we researched it and found out what it was about, we understood that there's a good possibility that she could lose a limb because her sarcoma was in her arm. And she right off the top of the gate, she was like, I'm not getting rid of my arm. I don't want to do that. You know, if I was younger, I would maybe do that. I could learn to live life again differently. And, you know, but at 89 years old, she was 89 years old when this was coming around to be, you know, a possible amputation. And she didn't want to do it. Well, then, you know what? It came down to give me your limb or give me your life. And we all mean so much to my mom. And she was not ready. She wasn't ready to give up her life yet because she's such a big part of all of our lives. So she gave up her arm. And don't you know, the sarcoma came back. So everything she's meant to me in my 53 years of life, I wanted her to know it because so many times people wait till it's too late and get to tell our parents or grandparents or any loved one exactly how important they've been in our lives. And so I wanted to make sure that this was all documented. And I didn't want to stop there, though. You know, I thought, okay, this is great. People are going to read about my mom. That's awesome. But I wanted to open it up to other moms because, you know, so many times people in life pick heroes as sports figures, as entertainers, or someone elite.
Right.
But, you know, if you look at your own parent, they're the real hero after everything that they've gone through and to get you to where you needed to be in life.
Absolutely. And that's one thing I kind of took heed to was just the variety of kinds of mothers that you have in the book, both new mothers, experienced mothers, adopted, you know, mothers, things of that nature. So why was it important for you in your mind to capture all of those mothers with those varied experiences?
You know what? Because everybody's different. And nobody parents the exact same. And nobody's family is the exact same. So I wanted to include large families, you know, 10 kids. I wanted to include, what if you're just one child? You know, it's all a family. What about single moms? I've dealt with both my kids are very, very athletic and active. So I've been a sports mom, but I wanted to hear from other sports moms. Now, Katie Smith, three-time Olympian basketball player, went to Ohio State. She's not a mom, but man, her mom went through so much by watching all those basketball games. And there's something that her mom experienced almost every single game. I can't tell you exactly what it is because I want people to read the book. But, you know, C. Grant is a great friend of mine, and he no longer has his mom. But he wanted everybody to know just how instrumental she was in creating the man that C. Grant is today. Not just the athlete, but the great father figure that he is. So, yeah, there's every kind of mom in every walk of life because we all are different. But yet we all love our kids so, so much.
And in wrapping your head around all of the fantastic passages that are included in the book, what were some of your favorite or more heartwarming messages that were in the book?
That's a great question. There's so many. You know, I really loved reading Jack Hanna's family. I love Susie Hanna, his wife, and Julie Hanna, because what Julie experienced with her brain tumor, you know, that was the real reason why Jack Hanna moved his family here, was to really administer her at Children's Hospital to save her life. So she talks a little bit about that. And Susie talks about what it was like to not only raise her daughters, but they brought in all these wild animals into the house. And there was one time in particular that's written in the book. There was a white tiger that was very, very precious to Susie. That was her favorite. And it got a lot of media attention. So they brought it on Good Morning America. So they took this white tiger cub on a plane to Good Morning America. Well, there happened to be a man sitting next to Susie and this white tiger. And he's like, "My wife is never going to believe that I sat on a plane next to a white tiger." So Julie explains what her mom did. And she's like, "So you know what my mom did? She gave this man her airline ticket to prove, and it said 7B white tiger for the seat for the airplane." So it was just a funny little thing. I mean, it talked about different things that, you know, just the whole animal living in your house. But I love Katie Smith. I love just some of the some of the names that people won't recognize, but what they experienced possibly losing their children at birth and how they overcame that. Or one of the strongest and most powerful, and I've talked about this one in other interviews, and because so many people here in Central Ohio are so familiar with Reagan Toks. You remember Reagan, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes.
She was the Ohio State student who was kidnapped, raped, and murdered. And oh my gosh, it was so devastating to all of us. We couldn't believe something like this could happen to someone who was just so beautiful inside and out and just getting ready to graduate from Ohio State. So I reached out to her mom, Lisa, and she agreed to write something. And what she wrote really could have been a chapter in itself because it's so powerful and so beautiful. She wrote this on the exact day that Reagan would have been 26 years old. But there's something very special about this birthday, and Lisa can't quite put a finger on it. She's like, there's something about this, the significance of it is stronger than the other birthdays that we have experienced without you here. And ever since they were growing up, you know, ever since Reagan was just a baby, the Toks family would always go to the beach, and the beach was very special to Lisa and Reagan more than anyone else in the family. So they'd always walk on the beach together. So she's writing this passage as she's walking on the beach, looking for a sign from Reagan, trying to describe and explain why this birthday is so significant. And she does talk about whether the pain lessens through time. And she basically says, no, it doesn't lessen. You know, you learn to have to live a different type of life.
And Mindy, I appreciated that inclusion in it because there are other, mothers out there who may have gone through similar tragedies in their life, right, as parents. And so I think it was a much needed addition to the other stories and passages because of that, right? And so with the book's release, what are ultimately things that you want readers to really take away from this book as a whole? And I know you highlighted just, you know, sometimes people just have to look at their parents rather than, you know, a big athlete, celebrity, things of that nature, and look to them as and say to themselves, wow, this is somebody who was just as big, if not a bigger inspiration in my life. So, but in addition to that, what other things do you want readers to take away from this new project?
I just want people to know that moms are so important. And I will be honest with you. The response I've had from the release of this book has proven how much love people feel toward their mom, because so many people want to get their hands on this book. Because you know what? We go through life and everything that we do, we never know if it's right or wrong. So, you know, we learn from one another. And this book will help the new moms. It'll help the moms who have already raised their kids, maybe even their grandkids. But they look back, and I've heard from so many people saying, oh my gosh, I read chapter 4 and it was like I was reading my life, or I can't believe this was described this way, because that's how I feel. And it takes a mom and a whole family to really appreciate love. And you don't have to necessarily have a child to be a mom. And in one particular part, we talk about dog moms. You know, there's so many people in this world that can't have children of their own. So they adopt their dogs, their cats, and they nurture them. Because what it really takes of being a mom is love. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a human. You know, and we talk about adoption in there. You know, there was one of the moms that we talked to tried for years to get pregnant, could never get pregnant, her and her husband. So they adopted twin little girls from Guatemala. And then a couple years later, surprise, surprise, they ended up having a baby. And how she wants to explain to everyone, it doesn't matter whether you adopt children or you have one of your own. It's all about nurture and love and what's in your heart. So I really just want people to know that this book will open people's eyes about what we experience as parents. And there are tough, tough times that we go through. But you know what? We can go through anything as long as we open our heart. And I just think that some of these mom stories that you will read, you will be amazed at the obstacles that they had to go through in life. And they did it for one main reason, and that was their children.
Absolutely, Mindy. Thank you again for taking the time to answer the questions that I had and for participating in this kind of more podcast styled interview. I really appreciate it. I think, you know, it will be a big, huge interest to our readers. So I'm really looking forward to more people getting their hands on it.
I thank you so much because I'm just so proud of my mom. You know, we go through life as parents because I'm a mom too. My son's 19, my daughter's 18, and there's so many moments that we're so proud of our kids. But then when you take a look back and you think to myself, I'm really so proud of my mom. And that's what I wanted to tell people. I wanted to say, you know what? She's doing this. She's doing that. She's fighting sarcoma. She's still fighting it. She is not a quitter. She's continuing to fight the fight, not really for herself, but for her family. And I just wanted her to know that I appreciate that. So whatever obstacle you're going through in life, don't ever give up, because you've got people around you that are going to help you get through those tough, tough things that we go through in life. And I'm so proud of my mom at 90. You know, tomorrow she's going to the casino. She loves to go to the casino. You know, I just had a conversation with her today, because I'm not going to lie, it is difficult. It is difficult at 89, 90 years old, learning to live life with one arm again, but it hasn't stopped her. Has it slowed her down a little bit? I don't know, because she's still driving herself around. She's still going to the grocery store. She's still going to lunch with all of her friends, going to the casinos. But I asked her today, I said, what is the most difficult thing? And she said, honestly, just the everyday tasks of getting dressed. You know, and I think sometimes we could all just try that. Try to live your life one day with one arm and see what you can and can't do. And you know what? She never asks for help. Today I was at her house for lunch and she's taking her mouth, trying to open up the bread. I'm like, give me that. Let me help you. But they're so proud, you know, and it's that older generation that never wants to ask for help. But I'm proud. I'm proud of the mom she is. And I just want everyone to know about her and know that there's moms like her all around us. We just have to take the time and read about them and experience them.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And again, thank you, Mindy, for taking this time. I learned so much just from this conversation alone. And who knows, maybe I'll write a book about my mother. You know, I'm kind of inspired from this conversation.
Oh, you know? That would be awesome. Yeah. You should have wrote a passage and I would have put it in my book.
Hey, I should have just went with it. Yeah, why not? But, you know, for sure. All right. Well, Mindy, thank you again for taking this time to answer the questions I have for you. And again, I'll be in contact soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You had great questions, and I really appreciate you promoting Dear Mom.
Absolutely. All right, Mindy, well, take care. And again, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.